Download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we are
back. And again, if you've missed any of our segments, you can always go to the website, 959WATD.com. More information. Joining us right now is Mr. Alex Bazanson. Alex, who is, he's not just the guy who heads up the Hug Foundation anymore. He's now the guy who is an Abington selectman. And what else? You've done a couple of different things going on. He's he sharpens the blades for the Bruins alumni team.
No, they don't. They don't let me do that. I carry their water.
Oh, okay, you carry the water. You carry the water. But Alex has been a good friend that over the years has had a variety of charity events to help those who are less fortunate, and that's what Help Us Give. The Hug Foundation, that's what the acronym stands for.
Does Joe know that yet?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
He's still trying to figure it out. But they're having their third annual softball, celebrity softball tournament. And I think I'm on the list. I think you finally put me on the list as a celebrity.
You are a celebrity.
I'm just before, who's the Joey the fist pumper? Who's he?
Liam Fitzgerald, the little Bruins fist pumper. Anyone see that video?
No. Yes.
You've got to look it up.
Yeah.
He's a celebrity?
He was sitting on the bench during practice, and each one of the players come off and gave him a little fist bump. Liam is now 9 years old. I met him 2 years ago. He has he had leukemia, I believe it was, and he has Down syndrome. And he is the cutest little kid. And I talked to his father, and he's going to come and throw out the first pitch.
Oh, very cool. That is very cool.
Well, I will have to say is, do I need the, is it the microphone? Oh, okay, I know what it is. How's that? My apology, a little technical issue I had to fix, but we're all set now.
So no one heard what I said?
No, they heard what you said. Uh-huh. We just had a little bit of feedback. I want to say, though, is instead you brought... Now, who's this young gentleman? He was part of one of the earlier controversial Hug Foundation softball. Didn't you have something to do with one of the earlier games? Yeah. He confused his outside...
The actions in the worst...
Or was that Kenyatta?
No, it was me.
It was you? Okay. All right, I don't want to throw Kenyatta under the bus. Who's a fantastic singer, I might add.
It's a great band. Forget Phil Jones is a good band.
Is it?
He has a new band now.
He does.
I forget what it's called, but it's a cover band.
And again, introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. This is Ed Toomey. I'm with Alex Bazanson. I helped out in his campaign for selectmen, and I do everything I can to help not only Alex, but the Hug Foundation. I think it's a great charity. It's given to so many good people, and I'm proud to be associated
like
with it.
Like Kevin Tachi.
Like, exactly. All right. Yeah.
I want to say, because I've actually likened you, I've actually called you the Democratic Miles Heger.
Is that a good thing?
he's the Democratic version. He's the Democratic version of Miles Heger.
He is.
Anybody on the South Carolina who knows who Miles Heger is?
Right, because
he is a young man who's a Republican. I believe he's on the I think he's on the Board of Health in East Bridgewater.
I believe so. Yes.
Of course, I'm giving him credit. He might be on here next.
What I like about Miles and I was similar in the fact that we both respect each other's opinions. Regardless of party affiliation, he's always been nice to me, and I've always been nice to him, and I always enjoy talking to him.
Right. So, what's your role this year? Are you going to actually play? You're going to be doing the video stuff with Joe Ligotti.
Correct. Yeah.
From Boston.
Yeah. Joe and I, we always.
Joe's a good guy.
He is, and he's kind of like he's more politically affiliated with Miles. So him and I tend to go back and forth a lot, which is awesome.
Just call Joe Ligotti conservative? Is that safe to say?
I don't think the word conservative came out of my mouth. No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe ultra conservative.
Yeah. Right wing. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll be doing the game on local cable.
Correct.
Abington cable.
And Bill Davis helps out with that. You know, he deserves a lot of credit as well. So yeah.
Let me ask you this. So who are the stars that you have other than myself? Who else have you lined up?
Well, from the Boston Bruins alumni, you know, as you know, they always help out the Hug Foundation.
They do. They're awesome.
We have a few new guys this year that haven't played before. Danny Lakature.
We had Danny on last year.
No.
We had him on this program, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
Because
no, that was because of the hockey game.
Oh.
Yeah, it was for the hockey game.
But we did have him on.
We did have him on this, yes.
But not for the softball
not
game.
For the softball. Oh. This is his first year playing on the softball. John Horrigan, again, the announcer.
Love John.
Bruce Shoebottom, who's always there.
Shoe.
Rich Brennan's playing this year.
Okay.
Billy Bennett again. Guy LaRose. Dave Shaw. David Jensen's playing this year. Glenn Featherstone's playing. Don Garcia, he's the Bruins alumni
Glenn's
referee.
A big guy.
Glenn?
He's a big guy. Is he as big as, who's our other friend there with the slap shot?
Oh, Al Iafrady.
Is Al coming this year?
No, Al's not.
He was a killer last year. He was with the Rockland Ice. Yeah. He was, they're a good team alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, the defending champions.
Didn't Al need any help. Al is not going to make it this year.
You're not going to give them somebody real good, are you?
They got Danny Lakature.
Really? Come on.
They drafted him.
All right. Now, who does Dave Chirakis get besides myself?
I don't know.
Jeff Deal.
Well, you get Jeff Deal. No, you have another celebrity,
oh,
too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all like half
I'm not sure.
Right?
Who would you like? Let's put it there. Who would you like? Let me just read the name.
Dave couldn't make it, actually. Dave, who is my captain, he was supposed to show up in replace of our young friend.
Let me
here.
Continue the names,
yeah,
and then you tell me who you want on your team.
Okay.
All right? Don Garcia, he's the referee, and Sean Miller right here from Marshfield. Hi, Sean, if you're listening. He's Bobby Miller's son. He plays goalie for the Bruins alumni. Peter McNeely, he's already taken. in more ways than one.
Oh, yeah, he just got engaged right out
he
here.
Did.
Okay. Yeah.
Congratulations, Peter and Anna Rita. Chris Collins, Jeff Deal, as you mentioned, Dave Russo.
Is Chris actually going to play?
Yes.
Really?
So he tells me he is.
Oh. Last year he was supposed to play.
He showed up late.
And he did show up. It was good. I will tell you, he's one of those guys where you would think, oh, he's on TV, he's unapproachable. But he was like,
he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's sitting around to talk with the guy. He's a great guy.
Kenyatta Savage. He's playing this year. He's not umpiring. He wants to play. Jim Rourke played in the NFL for 8 years, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Joey Voices. Another Marshfield guy.
Okay.
You listening, Joe? I lost my place here. Nicole Jacobs, but she's only going to be a cheerleader.
Okay.
And Kevin Tocci.
I'm taking.
Kevin might get drafted by the cheerleaders.
No, Joe. Actually, they need an extra set of pom-pom holders. You can go do that.
And that's it.
So how many teams do we have this year?
We have 10 teams. We kept it at 10 teams. A couple of new. Last year, Nifty and I put our company, Orlando Energy, in. And we pulled it out this year because there were other people that wanted to put teams in.
He had a good team last year, though.
He did.
Actually, didn't he? Wasn't it his team in the Rockland Ice Arena? They kind of vied for the championship? Or am I thinking of someone else?
No, Holiday Inn.
Oh, it's Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
Oh, are they playing this year?
Yes, they are. So we have Rockland Rink, the two-time defending champs.
Yeah.
We have the Bad News Bears. Jen D'Ambry is the
clever
captain of that one.
Clever.
We have the Blue Barracudas with Olivia Perrone, and she says that they better watch out for her team.
Okay.
Holiday Inn with Jamie Gleason. He's the general manager of the Holiday Inn across from the Garden. J.P. Ryan's again with Matt Hanley and Brian Webb. Team Shryla. Chuck Shryla put his own team in this year.
Oh, yeah,
he was with us.
Chuck, he could play.
He's got some secret weapons, so he says.
Yeah, his daughter, if I'm correct, his daughter played two years ago with us.
The Abington Fire Department, Guns and Hoses.
That's pretty cool.
They're in this year. Bob and Cheryl Bailey, Team Choker, your team.
Yep.
And the Hooligans, a bunch of Abington school teachers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a clever name. No, what are you looking for? Are you looking for any help from anybody? Or do you just look at folks to come on down? I know that you normally have the auctions and stuff like that.
We will have a raffle. We're not going to do an auction, but we will have a raffle. Raffle tickets will be sold all day. You don't have to be there. But another thing we're doing this year, I don't know if you've seen it on Facebook, we have a fire helmet that was donated to us from a retired Boston firefighter that has over 40 current and former Bruins autographs on it that we're selling raffle tickets for $10 a piece, and that will be raffled off on Saturday. And we will have other raffles. This event is free for anyone that comes that wants to come and see it. You can get pictures, autographs with all the celebrities, and I'm sure Kevin will be bringing his Sharpie. And
so, your pink one, right, Kevin? Your pink Sharpie?
You hanging out with Joe?
Not I.
So,
are you
anyway.
Playing again?
No, I just.
No.
So
I got
it
a question
is,
who might have the pink Sharpie.
It is free for everyone to come and watch the games. It's behind the Frollo Junior High and the Beaverbrook Elementary School in Abington off of Washington Street.
Yeah, you get the different the different fields, which
we
cool.
have four fields, and they'll there'll be a game going on at each field all day. Obviously, eight teams playing, and the two teams will be sitting out, so you will have a chance to see all the celebrities as they sit out, and they're more than generous with taking pictures and signing autographs.
And this goes by quick. This isn't where you have to endure a baseball game, because you have different rules for this, right?
Yeah, we have, and I'm not sure of all the rules. My son Brian deserves a lot of credit for setting up.
Brian's pretty cool. He does a very nice job.
Tournament.
And he's busy throughout the day normally.
Yeah, and Lisa,
we get this kid over here who's just kind of sitting on the headset going, I think they're playing some kind of baseball over here.
Lisa handles all the raffles and the volunteers and everything. So there's a lot that really goes on behind the scenes. And we try to make it fun for everyone. And we try to do, as you know, a lot of events throughout the year. And we keep the price down or no charge. And if I can, I'd like to just talk about another event that's going to be coming up, and this just came about. I've been helping a friend of ours build a street hockey rink at the old Weymouth Navy base, and we're going to do a grand opening on August 29th with the Bruins alumni.
Okay.
And I'm going to have the HUG team's going to play them, but the HUG team is going to consist of three police, three firefighters from each of the three towns that make up Southfield. They don't know it yet, but they'll be notified. And that game's going to be August 29th. Again, free for everyone to come down and see all the celebrities and see the game. So,
and why do you do this? Why do you do this?
Why not?
Why do you still do it?
Why not? We do it all in memory of my sister. We started the HUG Foundation, as you know, in memory of my sister, who died in 2008 of lung cancer. And we realized when she was going to and from the hospital for cancer treatments, all the small miscellaneous expenses that the insurance doesn't cover. So we started this to help other people out when they're going through treatment or accidents or sickness. And Kevin Tocci and WATD has been with us from day one, and we appreciate that.
Mr. Toomey, what's the thing that you enjoy when it comes to doing stuff for, whether it's the event like the softball game? What's the stuff that you enjoy taking in?
I would probably say my favorite HUG Foundation event would be the Bruins, the one at the Rockland Rink, the Ice Huggers. Mainly because, for instance, I did security last year for Alex, and I got to meet a lot of celebrities like Charlie Baker.
That's how he dropped the puck.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. So I got to be kind of behind the scenes and get to be with a lot of the big shots. That was kind of cool. But I also love the softball tournament because it's usually very nice out. The weather's usually great, you know. It's a good time, and I get to see a lot of other people have fun because not everybody goes out on the ice rink, whereas everybody goes out on the baseball field and has fun.
Never had a temptation to play?
No, I've never been a sports kid. No, I have actually thought about it, but, I mean, I never really follow through with it, you know, so.
You're a big, lanky guy. I can see you play.
Sounds
to me that you're going to be drafted for Team Choker next year.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but. And we'll see. Maybe next year. So.
And folks who live in Abington, do you distribute the video just to Abington or other
anyone that wants
to?
It? Anyone that wants a copy of it, we can get them a copy.
Yeah, because you usually have the commentary between Joe
and myself. Yeah,
Mr. Toomey. Yeah, they do
Bill Davis, who records that for us, he records all our events and he does a great job. He makes up all the DVDs for us at no charge. He won't take any money for
it. Right. Yeah, you mentioned already John Horrigan, who is a great guy. He usually does opening ceremony.
Right.
He'll be out there calling stuff. He usually picked this one main field that he kind of hangs at, right?
Yeah, and he will probably call the final game, the championship game. So hopefully he'll be in it this year. And
I hope so. I mean, I kind of talked a lot of smack last year. We finished 3-1. We finished 3-1. But we did a lot of practicing last year. We had there was a core group of seven or eight.
You had Stevie Wakelin on your team, right? Young Stevie and they're good.
Yeah,
are they on your team this year?
Yeah, they're on our team this year. It'll be interesting to see what ends up happening. We haven't had as many practices as we did last year, so I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
But you get Jeff Deal. I mean, you would think for a state rep, this guy would be, you know.
He's a pretty good athlete.
He's pretty athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's worth the price of admission right there to see Jeff Deal shagging ground balls and, you know, swinging at pitches and, you know, running the
bases. Are there any other politicians coming?
Stephen Lynch has it on his calendar, but you never know until, you know, the day before, maybe.
See, you should be being a guy who's so well known in the South Shore. I'm sure. I'm surprised you didn't get somebody like a Josh Cutler or Jim Cantwell or
Bob Hedlund could have lent his excellent softball playing skills.
Well, if you remember last year, just about this time, somebody was going to put a team together, weren't you, Joe? With Bob.
Hey, Joe, wasn't that you, Joe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, it was.
Can we get the tape from a year ago?
Actually, the podcast is up.
Okay.
It's one of the 523 podcasts that we have up.
I'm sure you're going to bump it to the front now.
I will.
I believe Matt McDonough will be there at some point, and I wouldn't be surprised if Jim and Josh. Hey,
Tom Coulter, get him involved. I mean, you could. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all.
Aren't you pals with the Brockton mayor? Oh, not pals, but you're friendly with him.
Bill and I are very good friends.
I'm surprised you didn't draft him. I mean, there's a guy who's.
You know, Bill is a very, very busy guy, you know, and they all have other obligations. They're all aware of it.
Okay.
So don't be surprised if you see them all there at some point during the day.
If you can't be athletic, be an athletic supporter, right, Joe?
There you go.
There you go, Kevin. There you go.
We got a couple of minutes left here. Again, we want to remind folks this is taking place this coming Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., right?
Opening ceremonies will be at 9 a.m. and
so you kind of line us up.
We line you all up.
In our pretty little shirts.
Yeah, and the shirts are in. They're already at the office.
All right.
And John Horrigan will do the introductions. And it looks like we're going to have the Boston Fire Department color guard. As a color guard this year.
We usually have the
Abington police do it, but since the fire department put a team in and we're raffling
off cool
the fire helmet this year, so we thought Jim Conley, who donated the fire helmet, has contacted the Boston police color guard, so hopefully they will be able to make it.
What would you guesstimate how well you've been able to raise money, whether it's this event or some of the other special events that you've done? What would you say? Have you estimated what you guys have been able to raise and kind of help others?
I would guess we're up maybe $75,000 we've raised over the years. Prior to the Hug Foundation, we were doing events for the Boston Bruins Foundation. And in 3 years there, we raised them $50,000.
Right.
And that money went to their Pan Mass Challenge team.
Right.
Since then, we've probably raised about $75,000. And it's a great feeling just giving someone a check, you know, that they need it and totally unexpected. I think I've told the story before of Lisa going over to Brockton, this woman that was sick. And she had no clue, and she just put a check in the mailbox for her. You know, I mean, it's a great feeling to be able to help people like that.
Do you have any recent examples of anything that you've been able to do?
We've actually given away quite a bit in the last couple of months. There were a couple of people that had fires in Abington, and we were able to help them with a check. Just recently, a week ago, some young man, I think he was about 33 years old, died suddenly. And we were able to help with his funeral expenses. They don't know that check's coming yet. That's in the mail.
Okay.
But it's things like that Lisa tries to do. If we see a story in the paper or something, we try to help them. The other thing we do is Christy Coombs, you know, that has the Jeff Coombs Foundation, does a great job. We've been able to partner with her and Erin Vasilian, Danny's widow. And if one of us finds someone that needs more money than one of us can do, you know, we'll all of us will chip in and help out. And we just did that for a woman. I don't remember where she's from. We had, like I said, two fires in Abington, and we had another fire victim somewhere in Massachusetts. I'm not sure. And we were able to send them a check, too. So.
And if folks want to find out more about the HUG Foundation?
The HUG Foundation website is www.hugfoundationma.org. And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/helpusgive.
I got to say, Joe, we've had a fantastic show.
I think so, Kevin.
Yeah, between having the Senate president on, chatting with him for a couple of minutes, to speaking with Sean Guilfoyle, who's running for mayor, to having Marty Walsh on and chatting with him about the Olympics. Hopefully the Olympics doesn't cut in on your softball game in 2020.
Or maybe they'll be featured in the Olympics.
Maybe
you'll
be, there you go.
Team Choker.
There you go. Tom Carroll or yourself. I mean, it's been a great evening to be able to kind of talk with the folks from a bunch of different topics and ideals. And if anybody has missed anything that we have talked about, again, they will be up. And if you have an idea for future shows,
why don't you preview? You tell me about next week earlier, and I got all excited.
Liar!
All right.
We're still putting it in order, but we're hoping to have Jeff Deal on. And I can kind of ask him about how he did during the HUG Foundation softball, the celebrity softball tournament, the third annual. Bless you.
Thank you,
Mr. Toomey. We're also expecting to hear from Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. And we might even talk a little NASCAR. I know that kind
of
gets
you. Five fans in Massachusetts, me being one of them.
Miles Higa is one of them.
Yes.
Miles Higa might be in the studio.
Yeah. Oh. And if anyone saw the race last night, it was a little bit of a crazy finish, but everyone lived through that.
That didn't open the door for you to kind of talk about NASCAR. That's not what that was.
Oh, okay.
But
you actually watch that?
Every weekend.
Really?
You learn something more every time you come in and talk to Joe. Wow. We're still waiting for him to show up at McGuigan's Pub. I know Richie Rosen is. Do you want to say hi to Richie Rosen while you're on Fast Track, one of our sponsors?
As a matter of fact, I might even stop at Richie's on the way back.
Yeah, I forgot to ask the Senate President. Next time the Senate President's on, I'll ask him if he wants to go to lunch to McGuigan's Pub in Whitman, downtown Whitman.
You know, I just take the hits every time. I have been, and it is delicious.
Really?
Yes.
Really? What would you have?
I had the... It was a while ago.
It's okay, Joe.
Richie is a supporter of the HUG Foundation. He's made donations to us, and we greatly appreciate that. We brought Don Ari in there a few months ago for autograph signing.
The Big Bad Bruins back in the 70s. Right. When they won the Cup in 70 and 72.
Yes.
I believe he was part of the 70.
Both of them.
He was for both of them. Correct. But just want to remind folks, you know, you can always, we have a Facebook page, Monday Night Talk on 95.9 WATD. You always drop a comment there or follow us on Twitter at Kevin Tocci. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and send a letter right here to 130 Enterprise Drive. If you have any ideas for future shows, for guests.
How much is a stamp these days?
50 cents.
About 50 cents. No. Doesn't matter. But we want to thank everybody for listening in and tuning in. And until next week at 6:15, have yourself a great evening.
Good night.